Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number two, savelives.org is their website. I strongly encourage you head there for this very important organization. Coming up, basketball. More basketball. Scores, though, it's what you're here for. It's what you live for. The man himself, Network Indiana's Sam Fritz.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
And we transition once again from boys basketball to girls basketball. Indianapolis Ron Colley faced off against Martinsville. Ron Colley with the win, 51-20. Jeffersonville defeated Evansville Wrights, 71-49. Jennings County beat Brownstown Central, 47-38. Kokomo by 40 over Indianapolis Tech, 70-30. Lafayette Central Catholic beat Benton Central, 60-43. Lanesville took on Eastern Pekin and won 52-20. Lawrence Central beat Kettering Alter out of Ohio, 31-29. Leo defeated New Haven by 3, 38-35. Logansport and Marion took to the court with Logansport winning, 60-27. Meconaqua beat Taylor, 49-10. Marquette Catholic beat Gary 21st Century, 48-6. Mishawaka Marion faced off against Carmel, 56-43, with Mishawaka Marion winning that one. Crawfordsville and Monrovia played today, Monrovia winning, 64-39. Morgan Park out of Illinois would go on to beat Hammond Central, 40-19. Morristown beat Edinburgh, 37-16. And Mount Vernon, Fortville beat Shelbyville, 56-33. If you're watching this NFL wildcard playoff match right now between the Chargers and the Jacksonville Jaguars, you would have thought that the Los Angeles Chargers had this thing wrapped up going into halftime as they had a 27-0 lead. But now, if you're watching, Jacksonville's in this thing. It's 30-20 in the fourth quarter. Jags have the ball. Going downfield steadily, 8 minutes remaining. Still anybody's game at this moment. Talking basketball, the Indiana Pacers, your Indiana Pacers, lost tonight 130-112. They're now on a three-game losing streak as they're going to go on the road on Monday to take on the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's get a little bit of audio from this game. As I said before, O'Shea Brissett had a double-double last night. Tonight, it was McConnell's turn for a double-double with 13 points and a 10 assists. Here's McConnell draining a three in the fourth quarter.
Williams gives it up. Back to Tillman. Right edge. Tillman lumbers to the foul line. Lost it. Got it back. Gave it to Williams. A dead-on three beats the shot clock, but it's short. McConnell bounces it up the floor into the near side corner. Taylor has it. Taylor goes baseline. Now he'll try to back his way into the lane. Feeds it back out to McConnell, who launches a three. 13 for McConnell.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
And who doesn't love an alley-oop? Isaiah Jackson for the Pacers got some good playing time today off of Miles Turner's injury. Isaiah Jackson with an alley-oop in the third.
Original starters are out for both teams. Pacers get it first, moving right to left. Andrew Nembhard lobs it to the goal, and somehow Jackson went up and got a pass that appeared to be too tall and with the left hand tipped it in off the glass.
Once again, Pacers lost tonight 130-112 against the Memphis Grizzlies. They traveled to Milwaukee on Monday to take on the Bucks. That game with an early start time at 2:30 p.m. College basketball, you've heard it talked about all show, but once again, the IU Hoosiers beat the 18th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers 63-45. Trace Jackson Davis with an exciting dunk.
Put Shapiro with a basketball. Slides it to the right of the circle. Dumps it into Trace. Down low. Inside. Reverse layup. Or he got away from him. Gets it back. Takes it the other way. And slammed it home. Holy cow. What a play.
Purdue Boilermakers won yesterday against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Third-ranked Purdue Boilermakers will move on to take on Michigan State tomorrow. That does it for me here. We got more updates on the way, more to come. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. College basketball today. Battle of ranked teams in NCAA Division II play. The University of Indianapolis beats number 11. University of Missouri, St. Louis, 77-70, the final. Greyhounds head coach Paul Corsaro joins me. Coach, congratulations on an impressive win today.
Hey, thanks. Our guys played well. I'm happy for them.
Well, you should be, because they're playing well. It's great to be in a situation where you're playing another nationally ranked teams. Team, your conference is certainly not easy by any stretch, and so your kids were inspired and continue to play very, very good basketball.
Yeah, you know, it's I'll tell you what, Bob. It's the my first year is my third year. My first year as head coach, it was during the pandemic, so no fans were allowed. Last year we were at 50% capacity. You know, so that kind of poses its own challenges, and people kind of were still in the, hey, do I leave the house? Do I stay in the house mode? And where we had a good year at 19-11, you know, it just wasn't, we still weren't completely out of the whole pandemic mode. Like, so for us to be at 100% capacity, you know, life seemingly to be back to normal, and then to have our first, you know, top, we've had moments when we've been in the top 25, we've had moments playing other top 25 mm-hmm. teams. But to have our first, top 25 matchup with two top 25 teams post-pandemic, I mean, as an alum, that was pretty special for me. We had a great crowd today, and our kids really performed.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
That's all good. I'm excited. I wasn't there, but I'm excited listening to that because I understand what that's a. And I'm there Monday. You know, Monday's
Monday,
my night.
Monday. Okay.
Monday. No, we're coming in to watch Jesse get the 1,000 number. That's what we're all rolling in. His father's teammates and I are
13 points away. He's 13 points away, so he's going to get it on Monday.
That's the plan. We're hopeful that none of you disappoint us, but you just continue to get performances, not just Jesse, but the balance of your team, the consistency of your team is what's been impressive to me.
Yeah, we had four guys score double figures today. Kendrick had 19, Bruno had 10, Jacoby Robinson, another Warren Central product, had 12. But, like, that's, like, you know, the point, as you know, the points just are so much. We had Josiah Tynes, our kid from Canada, just ran the team. Like I told him, you know, Umzel, Missouri St. Louis, people that know them, they go by Umzel, but they're a real chippy defensive team that they spark their offense from their defense. And I said, hey man, like I pulled Josiah aside. I was like, hey, listen, like I know you're shooting 45% from three. I know you can score, but like your main job today is just run the team. And to make sure that everyone else on the court knows what's going on both sides of the court. He did a tremendous job doing that. I thought David Eja gave us great minutes off the bench. Aaron Etherington, the Hamilton Southeastern kid, everybody knows the Etherington name, came in and he had like three rebounds. He only played 7 minutes, but he had three or four rebounds in those 7 minutes. And as you know, I mean, you know, getting those timely rebounds to eliminate second chance opportunities are crucial. So, you know, aside from the scoring, you know, everyone that got in that contributed. And, you know, we have everybody bought in right now, and we just got to keep that going.
Well, I mean, you've had them buy into this the entire year, and it's good to have some experienced guys who understand what it's about. And in the nature of college basketball nowadays, people come and people go, but you've got an experienced core of guys who've been through the wars together and understand what this is about.
Yes, I think the name of the game right now in college basketball is retainment. It really is. And, you know, I've had Jesse, Josiah, Kendrick, Jacoby, Aaron, Ben Nickerson, Julian Steinfeld. I've had seven guys on my team. This is their third. I've had them for 3 years. And, you know, that's in today's day and age is the equivalent.
That's why you're winning.
getting a high school kid and having him for 4 years. You know, like, so we spend a lot of time forming relationships with our guys. And everyone talks about, hey, who you recruiting. I always tell my staff, like, hey, before you tell me about guys you're bringing in, like, I don't want anyone going. And the way you do that is by establishing good relationships and fostering an environment where guys like being there. And I think that's the name of the game is if you can retain, you know, anything you bring in is just a cherry on top.
Yeah, and it's hard to do in this day and age because of the classic instant gratification and the AAU culture, so to speak, of if I'm not happy, I'm leaving. And so, I mean, I marvel at how you're able to do it. And it's certainly not coincidental that the success you're having is directly related to guys being a part of it and buying into it and believing in it and liking it. Coach Paul Corsaro from UIndy, big win today over Umsel, 77-70 the final. I'll see you Monday night. Thanks so much for the call.
All right, see you, Coach.
All right, back on to boys high school basketball. Scores coming your way. Scottsburg defeated New Albany 65-57. Seymour beat Columbus East 44-32. Shaw Memorial played against the team from Kentucky and Cornerstone Christian. Shaw Memorial would leave the victors 55-48. Shelbyville and Pendleton Heights faced off today with Shelbyville winning 58-55 by three and a close one there. Sheridan beat Elwood by a dime, 50-40 in that one. South Bend Washington wins against Valparaiso 49-40. Southmont over Riverton Park 59-51. Springfield Southeast out of Illinois took it to Evansville Wrights 59-54. The Illinois team leaving victorious in that one. Tri-Central beat Anderson Prep Academy 82-54. Triton Central beat Milan 84-55. Unity out of Illinois faced off against Evansville Day. Unity winning 52-40. Vincennes Lincoln would play against Sullivan. Vincennes Lincoln winning 60-57. And Warsaw would play against Peru with Warsaw winning 62-52. Real quick, if you're watching this NFL game, you might think Jacksonville stands a chance to win this thing. Jacksonville now only down by two with the Los Angeles Chargers leading 30-28. 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. The Jaguars, for lack of a better term, are clawing their way back in. More updates coming your way. Girls basketball next. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Sam Fritz.
Okay, Sam. Just remember, I was an English major. None of that stuff's lost on me. I like it. College basketball today, Trine beats Kalamazoo 77-73. A very happy Brooks Miller joins me. Coach, it's been too long. Thanks for the call and congratulations on a great win today.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you're right. I got an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old now. So when I get home on Saturday night, if I can make it past 9:15, I'm a lucky guy. So, but no,
I don't blame you.
Happy to be here.
You know I love you. You know, and I love trying. I liked them when they were Tri-State, and I told my studio producers two of the most important games in my coaching career were against your school. They were both games we won, by the way. My first year as a head coach, 26 years old, playing for the NAIA tournament title semifinals against you guys, were down 15 with 12 minutes to go. Somehow, some way, come back, make a comeback. You guys missed two point-blank putbacks. We go escape win a couple nights later against Hanover, and then my 85 championship team at IUPUI go up to your place. We have no business winning, and we do, and we go on to go to Kansas City with that. So I have fond memories of your campus, and I will tell you, love everything about it, and I love what you're doing. So tell me about this team you have.
Yeah, we have quite the mix of a young team, but an experienced team. We lost four starters last year, but we returned three really core players that were significant. Emmanuel Magnanglo was a junior for us. He was the defensive player of the year in our conference as a freshman 2 years ago, 6'8", young man out of Benin, Africa. He set our school record for block shots today, halfway through his junior year. He's averaging over 3.5 blocks and over two steals a game. We have Brent Cox, who's a senior for us this year from Kendallville, Indiana. Fantastic young man. He's playing. He was a first-team all-conference player for us as a sophomore. We went 18-1, and we're ranked number two in the country. And he's back to his old self. And then Connor Jones has really emerged from – he was a bench player for us last year. And this year he's leading us during the conference. We're 4-0 in the conference, 14-1 overall, and he's averaging 23 points a game in conference play from Danville. And just really proud of those guys leading a bunch of sophomores and a couple of freshmen coming off the bench and filling in some of those other roles for us. But we've been real fortunate, but we got a real great group, a real cohesive group. We find a different way to win every night. We shot 30% from the field on Wednesday and beat a really talented Olivet team with 20 offensive rebounds. So we're just finding different ways, and they're a lot of fun to take out on the floor and go to battle a couple nights a week with these guys.
So what's the secret today in this two-possession win over KZU?
Well, I think we were down 14 in the first half. You know how college basketball goes, especially when you're in the conference and on the road. Records don't mean a whole lot. They came out and did a couple of things to keep us off balance, and I think we made some adjustments throughout the game as players. The players made some adjustments to how they were guarding us and some of the things they were doing offensively, and we had a really good second half. I think we created 10 second half turnovers that led to some easy baskets, and we got more paint touches. You know, we chart reversals and paint touches throughout the game and possessions, and in the second half, I think we only had two possessions where we didn't get either three sides, what we call three reversals or a paint touch, and that made a significant difference in the fact of you know, how efficient we could be offensively, and we came back and were able to hang on for the win.
It's interesting because the game has changed dramatically because everybody's running ball screen motion, and so ball reversal sometimes goes out the window, and it still matters, and it still matters getting the ball in the lane. So I applaud you guys doing that. So who's up next for you?
We have this week, we got to go on the road to Alma, and then we have Calvin coming in here on Saturday. So I think we're ranked 20th in the country this week, and Calvin's ranked in the top 20 as well. So that'll be a big battle, but we're not looking past Alma by any means. Those guys are to go on the road, as you know, again, like we talked about, is tough.
Right.
They pose a different type of threat to us. Every team in the league does something a little bit different to put pressure on you that you got to make those adjustments to. So we're locked into Alma here next Wednesday night, and get back to work on Monday.
He's Brooks Miller. He's the man at Trine University today. They beat Kalamazoo 77-73. Nationally ranked, Thunder, having a great year. Brooks, I appreciate the call. Go kiss your wife and your babies, and I appreciate you staying up late and making the call.
No problem. We'll hopefully talk to you again next Saturday.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks so much. David Deaton from WKLO joins me. David Deaton, I'm so glad that you are with me. Tell me what game you had tonight.
We had Lanesville at Orleans tonight at the Doghouse in Orleans. So that was the matchup we had.
All right. Give me a score. Orleans with a W? Lanesville with a W?
Orleans won this one going away, Coach. It was 64-26, and that was even after five lead changes in the first quarter. Both teams kind of trying to feel the other out of what they were going to try to do. The Bulldogs pulled away to get ahead right. by eight at the end of the first quarter and stretched it to 20 by halftime. And then in the second half, Lanesville just had a lot of issues with turnovers. Orleans was able to get out on the break a little bit, able to get some easier shots, and able to pull away there in the second half with their veteran team against a young Lanesville team that's going through a lot of growing pains this season.
The good thing about being young is you grow up. You can look at it from the good news, bad news. But yeah. The good news is if you can weather the storm, you learn a lot about yourselves and your team. When Orleans, listen, it's here's the problem you have if you're a young team and you're struggling. Orleans is not the kind of team you want to play because they're really, really good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it didn't help that Orleans only turned it over three times themselves tonight. The Bulldogs did shoot 55% from the field. Really didn't shoot a lot of threes tonight. Were 3 of 8 because they were able to get some offensive rebounds. They were able to get inside, get some good mid-range shots as well. Their 6'3 junior center, Xavier Alston, who is just a terrific athlete, had 19 points in this one tonight. And I think he probably had 12 points on offensive rebounds alone on putbacks. He also had a free throw in the game as well. So he led the way for the Bulldogs tonight and really a balanced effort all the way around. Got some guys at the end of the bench that got a chance to get in there and get some quality minutes tonight as well. So Coach Bradley very encouraged by his team the last three games going back to Eastern Green last Saturday. The Bulldogs have given up an average of 24 points now over the last three games combined between Eastern Green, Crawford County, and Lanesville. So he's really proud of the effort on the defensive end. That's really the focus, and the intensity on that side has been improving. And they're also really doing a good job with the efficiency on the offensive end as well. And this is a team that Coach Bradley said in pregame when we were talking that in order for them to win, they have to be strong on the defensive end and they have to be balanced on the offensive end. And that is exactly what they were able to do tonight against Lanesville and what they did last night when they went on the road against Crawford County as well.
And people misunderstand. They're not holding the ball. I mean, these scores are low, not because they're holding the ball and taking time. They're that good. They make it hard.
Yes.
It's hard for you to score. They make it difficult for you to get a good look.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they just do such a great job of staying in front of their guys that they're guarding out there on the perimeter. It's kind of basic basketball 101. Just stay between your man and the basket. And Orleans does that very well. Coach Bradley has taught that and made an art of it for the entire time he's been the head coach of the program. So they do a great job of that. These guys are really starting to see what they can do on both sides of the basketball. And this is an Orleans team that's going to start rounding into shape here pretty soon the way they're going right now.
All right, are you fired up for next Sunday for the pairing show?
Oh, no question about it. I will definitely be tuning in for that and definitely going to be promoting that and try to get other people to watch and also listen to it as well. So, yeah, we're looking forward to seeing what the pairings reveal about Sectional 30 especially. Definitely have our eyes on that one as well and then be checking out the Sectional 62 with or Sectional 63, I should say, with Orleans in there and see what kind of draw they get as well.
I'll tell you what, I've done it. I've done the boys and girls and football. I've lost track of how long I've done them. I know I've done them for a while. But it is, there's a lot of information to deal with on a Friday and Saturday night doing Indiana Sports Talk. But the enormity of the information you have to deal with, and you can appreciate from a broadcaster standpoint, once they flip the switch, we have 90-minute breaks and that's it. So we're looking forward to it. It's always great to talk to you, David. You make my weekend. David Deaton from WKLO. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you too, Coach.
Coming up, scoreboard update with Sam Fritz, and we got more ball to talk about on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
All right, folks, I'm going to give you some girls' high school basketball scores, and then I would be amiss not to talk about what just happened in the world of the NFL. But let's start with basketball. High school girls basketball, Mishawaka Marion beat Carmel 56-43. Monrovia over Crawfordsville 64-39. Morgan Park out of Illinois beat Hammond Central 40-19. Morristown defeated Edinburgh 37-16. Mount Vernon Fortville over Shelbyville 56-33. North Central Farmersburg defeated White River Valley 62-50. North Posey wins over Pike Central 66-31. Northeast Dubois beats West Washington 49-43. Norwell and Belmont have a close one with Norwell winning 46-43. South Ripley and Oldenburg Academy, they also had a close game, only decided by 4 points. Oldenburg Academy would win 35-31. Oregon Davis beats River Forest 57-52. Pendleton Heights over Rushville 65-34. Concord and Plymouth face off with Plymouth winning 52-38. Providence beats Henryville 57-26. And finally, Randolph Southern over Shenandoah 42-37. Now, if you guys have been watching the game, you've been hearing my updates at the very least. At halftime, the Chargers were up 27-0 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And this game just wrapped up as the Jacksonville Jaguars overcame a 27-point deficit. They overcame 30 points in total to win this wild card matchup in the final 3 seconds of the game of a field goal. 31-30, the Jacksonville Jaguars move on. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Hey, Sam Fritz, you don't get off that easily. So tell me, down 27-0, come back and win. How did they do this? Other than Chargers, here's what we'll hear. Chargers collapse. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Give credit to the Jags for coming back and winning. How were they able to pull this off?
You know, it was a real, I guess, deflation of the Chargers' defense primarily. I mean, offensively, the Chargers were still able to make some amount of ground, and Trevor Lawrence, we can't overshadow the fact that Trevor Lawrence threw 4 interceptions in this game and matched that with 4 touchdowns. So clearly something just clicked in Trevor Lawrence's head coming out of halftime. I think Jacksonville's offense just finally decided to show up, and the Chargers defense forgot what sport they were playing, supposedly.
So now the narrative will be, excuse me, Chargers, you know, defensive coordinator probably going to get fired. this is how the NFL reacts to things. They are, you know, it's what have you done for me lately? And we can't accept these kinds of things. And Trevor Lawrence's legend is beginning to grow. I understand the four touchdowns, but to offset that, you come back and make the plays. Playoffs are playoffs. That's why they're so much fun to be involved in, so much fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, I sat in on plenty of Colts post-game shows with one of the stations that carries Indiana Sports Talk, 975 The Fan. And I got to tell you, if the way that Colts fans called in and reacted to this Colts season is any indication, I can't imagine what that Chargers call-in show might be like after this game. That's going to be tough to get through.
You know why? In terms of format of our show, chose to not take listener phone calls years ago. You know, we actually did at the beginning of Indiana Sports Talk, and take calls, and that got to be hard to manage. It's interesting. So, Pacers lose tonight. Tell me about that. They lost a tough one to the Grizzlies. I can't read my own writing. They lost a close one tonight to the Grizzlies, correct?
Yes, it was 130-112. So it really was a lot closer than it may have seemed. It was an out-of-control first quarter that I think really made this game get away from the Pacers. Indiana's played a lot of catch-up basketball this year, and unfortunately, even in a team that's as good in the fourth quarter as the Pacers have been this year, you know, a 12-point deficit was just too much to come over the course of the game.
All right, who do they play next?
Next up, they have the Bucks in Milwaukee on Monday at an early start time of 2:30 p.m.
Right. Okay. All right, Sam Fritz, great job. Thank you so much. Brendan King joins me. You know Brendan King as his great work on Indiana Sports Talk and also the voice of the South Bend Cubs. Brendan, thanks so much for the call. How are you tonight?
Coach, I apologize for being late. Part of Cubs convention is that it is rowdy 24-7, and a game-winning field goal by a underdog in football is just going to make it more rowdy. So I was trying to maneuver myself out of this large convention center and hotel to give you a ring, and glad to be with you now, my man.
So I apologize for bothering you. I forgot that you were doing your Cubs convention. Was it fun? Tell me all about it.
Well, Coach, it was awesome, and there's still one day to go. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. I think what has been most special, Coach, is all of the Chicago Cubs are here, including the new guys, Dansby Swanson, Eric Hosmer, Cody Bellinger. But as well, Coach, you know this as well as I do, the Cubs are in a transformative mode right now. Of course, a lot of prospects are coming up.
Right.
You know that with the South Bend Cubs of winning two championships in 3 years. So there are a lot of prospects here, and many of them, Coach, are our guys from South Bend. Pete Crowe Armstrong, Brennan Davis, Owen Casey, guys that have won Midwest League titles. So it's been awesome because we get all access. We get to interview the guys, put them on camera, and then I also get to go, Coach, to the MLB media social where we get to speak with current Chicago Cubs. So I was able to interview Tucker Barnhart today, of course, Brownsburg's own. Played in Cincinnati for a long time and met Tucker for the first time. And, Coach, here's what I find out from Tucker. I go up, shake his hand, and say, hey, man, thanks for doing this. And he says, you know, I've been listening to you guys every day on the fan for the last few weeks. Small world. And, you know, Tucker Barnhart, a Brownsburg guy, he still checks in with our flagship station, 93.5, 107.5. Right. We had a great interview. It was fun.
Good for him. All right, let's talk some basketball. I love baseball. You know that. Your Butler Bulldogs got a much-needed win last night. That had to be great.
It was great, Coach. And, of course, I was watching from afar being in Chicago. But I just think the toughness that they showed is what you got to bring every night in the Big East. And if you don't bring that level of toughness, you're probably going to get beat. And it really doesn't matter against who. So to beat Villanova, a team that – quite frankly, in a lot of cases, has had your number many times in the Big East. Now, there have been some Hinkle Magic wins. But, you know, a big portion of the Big East career of Butler, Villanova has been one team they haven't been able to get in most cases. But that's a huge win for Thad Matta's team. I thought Simas Lakosius shot the ball tremendously. I think Eric Hunter showed some really nice veteran leadership, taking the ball up and really acting as a pass-first point guard and scoring when he needed to. So, Coach, does it set up something for our dogs? I'm not sure, but it's a very important win just in pure confidence. I loved what I saw.
Yeah, because they were abused by St. John's. St. John's pressure really bothered them, and they never got into any kind of rhythm at all, in large part because of St. John's approach defensively. They shot the ball badly. They didn't play well at all. And watching the game, you know, it just struck me that St. John's was quicker to the rim, quicker off their feet, great defensive pressure, and that the dogs, look, you know, the rebuilding job that Thad inherited, I made this comment yesterday on a local show, on JMV show, that to me, I'm sure Thad probably didn't realize that the talent level that he was inheriting wasn't that good. And I don't mean to disparage anybody, but you look at rosters throughout the Big East, you know, the gap seems to be somewhat stark, and they'll close that gap and recruit better players. But you could tell that St. John's literally physically stronger, bigger, quicker than the dogs, and that's difficult to confront.
It is, Coach, and in the Big East, as well as other leagues in the country, you don't have much time to learn that type of lesson. And unfortunately, the Dogs did struggle in the first half against Providence about 2 weeks ago or so. So they didn't learn the lesson then, unfortunately, in the St. John sense. But again, Coach, they came out to play yesterday against Nova. And sometimes, Coach, it takes one win. You know that, coaching college basketball as long as you did. It takes one win to set apart what could be a little streak. So, is it going to be tough? Absolutely, because guess who comes in on Tuesday? Creighton. And guess who's back healthy? Guess who's healthy again? Creighton. It is not going to be easy by any means. That's a huge game on Tuesday.
No, you know what? No, and they're fun to watch. You know, from a fan standpoint, they'll guard you. They will light it up once they walk in the building. They got guys who can pass it, shoot it, knock it down from anywhere. It's a fun. I'm glad I don't coach against them because it'd give me nightmares. But they're fun to watch. All right, I need you to hang on through this final scoreboard update. We'll talk a little more Cubs if you don't mind, Brendan King.
No,
Brendan King, the man himself, living the life, living that life. Cubs, he's the voice of the South Bend Cubs, so we're at the big Cubs convention, and that's where you want to be baseball-wise. We come back, scoreboard update coming up. We have basketball. We've got games, Boilers playing Michigan State. We have things to talk about on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
All right, final update for the night. Let's give you some boys basketball scores, including some conference tournament results. Vincennes Lincoln. These are not tournament results yet, I should stress. Vincennes Lincoln over Sullivan, 60-57. Warsaw defeated Peru, 62-52. Western beat Taylor, 44-38. Whiting defeated South Central Union Mills, 56-50. And Winnemac beat Oregon Davis, 63-44. Now moving on to the tournament results. The Allen County Conference Tournament saw Adams Central and Woodland play in the finals. It was an overtime thriller, but Adams Central would pull away big time in the end as they won by 11, 59-48 in overtime. There was the Johnson County Tournament where Center Grove and Franklin would face off. Center Grove would win this one 65-56. The Marion County Tournament saw Ben Davis and Lawrence North in the finals. Ben Davis winning 62-40 to win the Marion County Tournament. The Southern Roads Conference Tournament was decided between Bloomington Lighthouse and Pleasant View Christian. It was a close one up to the very end, but Bloomington Lighthouse did win 58-54. Now, just a couple of girls basketball sports for high school basketball. Switzerland County beat New Washington 47-38. Tippecanoe Valley beat Rochester 26-15. Union County beat Union City 48-34. And Vincennes Reveille beat Evansville Mater Dei 45-39. That does it for me. Everybody have a great night. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brendan King rejoins me. You've been doing basically great work on one of our flagships, The Fan, here in Indianapolis, doing the daily show. How's that been? Have you had fun with that?
It's been a lot of fun, Coach. The only thing about it is you just wish the Colts maybe didn't go 1-7 during that 8-week stretch under Jeff Saturday, but Coach, if there's one thing about covering that team, there's no shortage of things to talk about, right? And especially now with the coaching search and what just happened 5 minutes ago with the Jaguars upsetting the Chargers. You know, the Chargers are probably going to fire Brandon Staley now. Does that mean Sean Payton is going to be the head coach of the Chargers? I don't know. But Sean Payton for sure is a guy I'm sure the Colts would like to talk to. But the problem is, the Colts probably are not as attractive right now as a destination than the Chargers are because of both Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen, what that crew brings to the team. So I don't know who the head coach of the Colts is going to be, but you're right that there has not been any shortage of topics, and we've gotten plenty out of it.
You see, I couldn't do what you do. I couldn't be a play-by-play guy, and I couldn't handle – a daily sports talk show because number one, I love Indiana sports talk. I love the weekends. I'm in love with college and high school sports, personally, pro sports. I'm enamored with the Pacers. I love the way they play, but pro sports to me go against a lot of things I believe in. I as an administrator, I don't believe in change unless it's 100% necessary. But it, you know, in the NFL especially, if you, I'm violently opposed to making changes early in the season, midway. it does your franchise no good. So I thoroughly disagreed with that, continue to disagree with this. And the other part of it is, you know, an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator being fired because they had a particularly bad game and those kinds of things. Championship teams, if you go back and you look at it historically, championship teams have a few things in common. Number one, they have solid leadership at the top that's consistent, doesn't change, doesn't panic, doesn't pull the trigger. Secondly, core group of people consistently together. You have to have consistency of personnel, consistency of thought to be a championship type of team. And invariably in the NFL and the NBA and others, they don't do that. And then they look around and wonder, why are we so bad? Well, it's because you've changed so many people so many times. What do you expect?
Coach, I'm with you, and that's what's so exciting about this Pacers team right now, because a change was made.
Yeah, there's no question.
It was the right change. Rick Carlisle comes in, changes the culture, and then you start to build the young core that Halliburton and Mathurin have arrived with. And then now it's looking like it's going to be really difficult to part ways with a guy like Miles Turner. It's going to be really difficult to part ways with a guy like Buddy Hield because of the glue that they bring your team. And now it almost looks like, Coach, that the Pacers are going to be buyers at the trade deadline. Who would have thought that back on, let's call it August 1st? Not a lot of folks around the state, and that's what's exciting right now about what's happening at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
It's a lot of fun, and I encourage everybody to get out and watch and play. Your Notre Dame basketball, how did Notre Dame basketball do today? I don't even know. How did they do?
Coach, I wish I had an answer for you, but I've been enamored by Chicago Cubs fans and players all day. I have not had a chance to check the college basketball scoreboard. You might need Sam Fritz to do that for you. If we're being 1,000% honest.
Yeah. All right. All right, Brendan King, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Coach, you're the man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much. College basketball tomorrow. Sycamores, Indiana State Sycamores at Missouri State. That's a 3 o'clock start. Sycamores are on fire. Let's hope they continue to play at this high level because they are really playing well. Final break, final thoughts. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network Driven. The number 2savelives.org is their website. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. And there are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant as we speak. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Again, the website driventosavelives.org. We have some college basketball to talk about. Notre Dame did lose to Syracuse 78-73 earlier today. Congratulations to Ball State on their win. They continue to play well. They beat Miami of Ohio 75-61. Certainly congratulations to the Hoosiers for their much-needed win over Wisconsin today 63-45. Tough loss for Indiana State to Cleveland State, 89-54, the final there. UIndy, big win over over UMSL, 77-70, University of Missouri, St. Louis. Valpo beats Evansville, 76-69. The pairings show for the Girls State Basketball Championship come up a week from tomorrow. That'll be the 22nd. Of the month, Greg Rakestraw and I will be live from the IHSAA headquarters bringing you that information from 5 until 7. Again, 5 until 7. Join us. You can go online, watch it at IHSAATV.org. It's on the IHSA Champions Network. It's always fun to do. I appreciate being asked again. Greg is a machine, and I'll talk about it clearly next weekend as we get closer to the date, but he will come in with a one-inch thick material that he has worked on. He'll bring his notes in, and once the lights turn on, he will not go back to them. He doesn't need them. He literally will have the whole thing memorized, and he's a machine. My job is to just get us in and out of breaks and stay out of the way. So we try to do that the best we can, but it's fun. Not very many states do what we do by having pairing shows televised and on a radio network. And I'm proud to be a part of the radio network. I'm proud to be a part of Network Indiana because I think we do great work and provide tremendous services to people around our state. So it's fun to be a part of it. But join us on the pairing show next Sunday. But also, you know, get out this week, watch some basketball. You know, run, you know, the commercials we run, we talk about it. You know, pay that $5 because it's incredibly important to your schools to support their programs. And we always encourage you, once you get in the car, turn on the show and listen to us. Thanks again. Great job. Great crew tonight. Parker Webster, Nathaniel Finch, Sam Fritz. Great job by our tremendous stations around the state to bring this show every Friday and Saturday night. Thanks to all of you making this the most listened to sports talk show in our state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.